see Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. The shadow uses his hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the unseen voice of the shadow belongs. Today's story, Prelude to Terror.
Darkness.
The poor cops, they will be helpless.
Yeah. Yes, I don't exactly know what I want.
Well, is it a boy or a girl?
A girl. I'm her grandmother.
Oh, is that so? Well, I have a little girl, too. How old is your granddaughter?
She's just 4 months old.
Oh, well, and you must see our modern nursery. The infant things are all in there. Will you come right this way, please?
Mr. White, if I come in this way,
now, you step right in.
Thank you.
Oh, it's rather dark, isn't it? Well, I'll put on more light. That switch is... Ah, here we are.
Auto headlamp.
by me and see. Either the lights go out or the city goes up.
Hello. 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 Branson, did you hear that?
Yes, I did, Commissioner.
What are we going to do? It'll be dark in a few hours.
Commissioner, that man must be stopped. If he's not, this city will be the scene of indescribable horror tonight. We've got to stop him.
Threaten more blast. Mystery voice warns Commissioner West. Explosive electric lamp spread through city. Read all about it.
Terrible. We won't have any light.
How are we going to see in the dark?
Come on, Margot. We've got to find Cooper. The shadow.
Shadow has got to talk to that man. He may be the thread I've hoped for.
Sure enough, the last candle I have in the house, Mr. Cooper. They're very scarce now. But at least you'll be able to finish your packing.
Thanks, Mrs. Kelly.
Oh, my, no. I'm not sorry to see you go. But I don't blame anybody for getting out of this cursed city, that
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, sure. Now, if you don't mind, I got a lot of packing to do. Good night, Mrs. Kelly.
Well, if that's the way you feel, goodbye and good riddance to you, Mr. Cooper.
What? What's your hurry, Cooper?
Who's that?
What are you running away from?
Me? What? Where are you? I can't see you.
I'm the Shadow, Cooper.
The Shadow?
You know of me, don't you? Now listen, Cooper. I've got to talk fast and so do you.
I got nothing to talk about.
Cooper, you share responsibility for the death and destruction in this city.
No, that's a lie. I had nothing to do with it.
You know the man who killed Professor Baker. You've got to tell me who he is.
I can't.
You must. You alone can release the city from the grip of terror that man has placed it in.
I don't know anything about it, I tell you.
You're lying, Cooper. I know. You opened the door for the killer.
I wouldn't hurt the old man.
You were with him just before he died.
But I had nothing to do with his death. Honest, I didn't.
If you want to save yourself and clear your conscience, you've got to talk.
But I... All right. I want to get it off my mind. I'll talk.
Heaney, what do you want?
Just delivering a little message from the boss, Cooper. Here it is.
Shadow.
Right, you are, Brayton.
Well, you're not scaring me. You're not
stopping me either.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, Brayton.
Hey, I don't see nobody.
Men, this guy's right here in the room with us. He's got some trick so we can't see him. But that don't mean we can't get him. Grays.
Yeah?
Stand by that door.
Okay.
Keep your back against it and don't let anybody or anything open it. Now, Morgan, yeah? Pick up that machine gun and spray the other end of the room.
But he's out the light.
Hey, I'm getting out of here.
Hey.
All right, quiet. Don't be afraid. Take it easy. Somebody switch on that light.
You don't dare turn on those lights.
What do you mean?
If you do, every man here will be blown to bits.
What are you talking about?
I took that explosive bulb you had on the table in front of you.
What?
When I turned out the light, I put it into one of the light sockets. Now, Mr. Brayton, do you want to turn on the light?
You're bluffing, Shadow.
All you have to do to prove that point is to throw on the light switch.
Hey, what's that? It's a lot of cars driving up outside.
It's the police, gentlemen.
They'll never take me alive.
Alive or dead, Brayton, you've got to be taken.
Hey, what are we going to do?
Job well done.